USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his efforts to end legal protections for young immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt. The high court saying that Trump improperly ended the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in 2017. In a Friday morning tweet, the president says, "The court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won." And he added, "We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly." Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The now former Atlanta police officer charged with murdering a black suspect in a Wendy's parking lot a week ago is expected to appear in court today. Garrett Rolfe is facing nearly a dozen counts, including felony murder, for the death of Rayshard Brooks a week ago tonight. Hundreds of President Trump's supporters are already in line for tomorrow night's campaign rally in Tulsa. Attendees have to sign a waiver saying they won't sue the Trump campaign if they get sick. But Oklahoma health workers have sent a letter to the mayor of Tulsa urging him to cancel the rally over COVID-19 concerns. After meeting with the Oklahoma governor, President Trump said of the rally plan,
"One of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID."
The president's feud with what's been his favorite social media platform heating up again as Twitter has flagged another of his tweets for allegedly manipulating media. It's the third time in recent weeks Twitter has flagged a presidential tweet. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump campaign's unveiling COVID-19 guidelines ahead of the president's rally in Tulsa tomorrow. In response to a request from the venue for a health and safety plan, the campaign says safety will be taken seriously, saying everyone at the rally will have their temperature taken and that masks and hand sanitizer will be provided for all. President Trump telling Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt yesterday he was happy with how the state had reopened following the worst of the pandemic. And he spoke about tomorrow's rally.
"One of the reasons we chose your state, as you know, Kevin, was that you've done so well with the COVID. You've handled it incredibly well."
Sunday is Father's Day, and dads who love their NASCAR will be able to enjoy it. The Cup Series will be back on the track on Sunday at Talladega for the Geico 500. The track is preparing to welcome limited fans in attendance amid the ongoing coronavirus. Martin Truex Jr. will be starting up at the front of the pack. Comedy actor Jamie Foxx, who's gone on to do more drama than comedy in recent years, is now muscling up to play former world heavyweight boxing champ Mike Tyson in an upcoming biopic. Foxx confirming the news to Mark Birnbaum on his Catching Up show on Instagram yesterday. He says he's going to be having technology used that will make him look exactly like Tyson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.